Come on, Whitney.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Whitney Houston album review, go tell somebody. $1 million bill, Whitney. I like this $1 million bill.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Whitney Houston album review in session. This is Nothing But Love. Up-tempo Whitney, that's how we like her. Yep. Stop hating, the vocal cords have been through a lot, man.
Channel. I could hold. hold on to pain, but that ain't what my life's about. I ain't blaming nobody if I ain't got my stuff worked out. I got a lot for myself, ain't gonna regret.
There ain't nothing political or conscious about this song, but it sure is hot. You are tuned in to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
You are my ghetto doing your thing.
Crew from way back when, to the co-ops and the stairs,
oh yeah,
and the ones that I ain't at, for myself for sticking with me, yeah,
for the ones I met,
oh,
anyone who's ever been a part of me, ain't got nothing but love,
nothing but love,
there's been change since this world been going around,
nothing but love,
it ain't a dream to try to crush them.
Let me know if you're feeling this Whitney. So far, I like this. Good move. I'll tell you what she did with the music to carry her voice. She's going out like Madonna, and I like it. Smart move.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Saul Whitney, hour number 5. This is called Call You Tonight. Catch up on some of your comments. So far so good, Whitney. You're doing much better than Jigga. Shane from Houston says that says some of the well-educated black women he has met and known seem to have lost that hominess. That's what he calls it. Hominess feeling. You know, they accept the role of both man and woman. I guess he's saying that the women are being hardened by having to play two roles. LA's offer in Brooklyn says, I'm an educated black, and there is no way in hell I would ever date outside of my nation, the black nation. However, I will consider Latino women. Peace. Oh, man. Do I have to do another lecture on who the original people are? Trent from Asbury Park, I see you. He wants a late pass for coming late. Thank you, Elazar. He compliments OBA Buna for his appearance. And Shane from Houston also wants to know if Muammar Gaddafi is grooming any young people to take his place. Brian from Washington, he says, you are absolutely right about the Jay-Z album. It did not live up to its two best singles, DOA and Run These Streets. He didn't cook it thoroughly enough. But Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links, getting rave reviews. Glenn from Philly earlier had said, Peace said, I agree 100% with Janine. I've heard it said that we are the only group that takes pride in everyone starting from scratch. I've also noticed the struggle that individuals sometimes have in marrying their authenticity with their accomplishments, meaning you are considered successful for something that you don't believe in or something that doesn't reflect who you really are. Send in more comments. I'm catching up.
Soon as I get home, oh, just
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all, think the storms have come, and I can't...
Rob from Culver City, California, the great one, he says, Whitney sounds good. 75% of Whitney's voice is enough to make a good living in this business. I'm sure she's smart enough to thank God for Clive Davis.
I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you.
I haven't heard this, listened to it carefully. This is the type of song where Whitney would build up to a crescendo and the voice would boom at the end. Let's see if it's still there. If it's not there, it's okay. We still love you, Whitney. But you would rip this 15 years ago. Let's see, I'm not going to say pre-Bobby, because Bobby Brown is my man. But you know.
And I don't know if I'm going to make it. Nothing to do.
Let's see. I want to make a very important point about Ted Kennedy before the show's over. Wow, that's touching. They protected her voice. She doesn't have it anymore.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
I don't know if Cam from New Jersey is listening, but he's a musical scientist like me. They did a wonderful job with the music protecting her voice. She would have killed that 15 years ago. Her voice is not that strong anymore. It still has range, but it lacks strength. They did a good job protecting Whitney's voice. Oh, by the way, Jigga, Whitney only has one collabo, unlike you. You had like 8 or 9 on Blueprint 3. Akon on this.
Get back something that you did in your past. If it wasn't for me, I know what we had. We're definitely gonna last. I admit,
that we say some things we don't mean when we're mad. But I realize that I've been foolish. I never should have turned my back. Cause it's a cold world when you're out there all alone. So many times that I wanted to just pick up the phone.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is a song for you. Whitney, a song for you. I'm going to move through these now. I like this. So far, I give this 4 crescents out of 5.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I did all my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. If Whitney was playing basketball, she'd be wearing the 4-5 right now. The 23 is gone. Trent from Asbury Park Jr. says Whitney's voice is not that caliber anymore. We love her. There may be damage to the vocal cords though.
We're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you. You taught me precious.
Oh, I love this. They're taking her the Madonna route. Any of my music scientists out there, anybody in the industry, they're listening to me right now. This is some great science. Clive Davis. The George Michael Madonna dance music route. I love it. Rod Ginyer in Culver City, California says, thanks for bringing the brother Obi Egbuna on with the Motherland commentary. We need to hear that kind of knowledge, or at least I need to hear it. Trent says that Million Dollar Bill puts me in the mind of a 70s song, say an old Candy Staten song.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is I Didn't Know My Own Strength. Strength, Whitney Houston, September 9th, 2009, Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee program.
Lost touch with my soul.
Yeah, this is Whitney at 75%.
I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down.
Okay, we've set off the Latino, our Latino people, original people debate, which I will have to take care of some other time. But let me read Rod Ginyar, Culver City, California. He says, as for the brother who would consider a Latino woman, tell him if it's fair complexion he's looking for, sisters have that too. If it's straight hair he's looking for, sisters have that too. If his mate needs to love tacos, well, sisters can go there as well. All that and back to boot. Come back, brother, come back. Now, being that Rod is from California, I've experienced this with black people that live on the West Coast and in the Southwest and areas where immigration is real strong. There's a difference between the way blacks on the West Coast look at Latinos in general and Mexicans in particular. Rod, would you care to elaborate? Latino people are original people, but I'll save that subject for another day.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is for the lovers holding hands in the car. This is for the lovers.
This is called Worth It. So far, this album is getting 4 crescents out of 5, maybe even 4 1/4. Not bad.
DJ C.
Whitney,
Nice.
This is what the young ones need to hear.
Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of this beat. This is the problem in R&B music right now. I don't know. Let me give it 15 more seconds. Kill my vibe.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into
no more of that.
Nice. Only
that was for the young people.
Black Coffee Program.
I don't need anymore. This is called I Got You. I like the this album has 11 songs on it, by the way. Excellent. Perfect amount.
Cedric Muhammad transforms
last
into
song.
DJC Nice.
Salute.
Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Rod says, Whitney already has a huge following in the dance clubs, so she's right where she needs to be, continuing to make paper. She is still bone thin, so I guess her male Caucasian fans are thankful for that, too.
Ain't got nothing to say. I salute you. Yeah. Go on out the door now.
4 crescents out of 5.
No more tears to shed. What you expected me to beg? Well, I'm not. I'm done. So when you leave, you close the door behind you. Cause I'm feeling kind of taller than you. Lately. Lately. I'm feeling kind of better than you. And I know just what to do.
Trying to be like Beyonce. Can't allow it. Whitney. To go out like that. She is victorious. Whitney is back. 75%. Still good enough. Whitney, still the queen of this thing. Whitney Houston, back in this. Back in the game. Four crescents out of five. They protected her voice well. Whoever did production on this album, I didn't read the credits. Excellent job. They protected the queen. Vocal cords was a little shot, but they gave the ambiance that it needed. Treble and bass used perfectly. Whitney is back. Jigga, another subject altogether, brother. Great interview. Average album. I don't like what I'm seeing from Jay-Z right now. Too many collaborations. He had like 8 collabs on this album. I'm a little concerned because he signed this new contract with Live Nation. He's got to make a couple more, several more albums and tour. Jigga, next album, go with one producer. Premiere. I think you're ready for a Reasonable Doubt 2 or something like that. Take it back. Premier and Kanye or something like that. No more collaborations. Sending your comments. We about to roll out. Let me show you how your boy was looking last week. Look up at the screen. It was looking real bleak. Oh, hold on, I didn't do it yet. Oh, I can't find it. I had to show you all how serious it was. Yeah, Jigga. Back to Jigga. Pardon me. Give me two producers. Give me one side Premier, one side Kanye, or one side Dre. Kanye, Dre, Premier. Pick any of those. We need a consistent sound. Oh, I got to give credit to Jay-Z for experimenting with new sounds. This album. I'm getting a beeper. Giving a beeper number out to people that I don't really want in touch with me. I'm bringing the beeper back. If you support me in that, let me know. I'm struggling here. I can't find, oh well. I was doing bad, needless to say. Ted Kennedy, let me hit this audio on Ted Kennedy. This is so important about my point about there being a need in order to control the masses to have a left pole and a right pole and to have the people bouncing back and forth attracted to both magnets. Dick Morris on the importance of Ted Kennedy in that role.
But there's a more important thing that he did that overshadows all of that. He was like the compass that pointed to the left. Now, your compass points to the north, and you don't always want to go north. Sometimes you want to go south, but you have to know which way north is when you're in the middle of the forest. Kennedy always pointed left, and as such, he became really a lodestar, a marker in American politics that was very, very important. It was almost an institutional duty. And it was magnificent that he did that.
Why? Conservatives would say, look, we don't need somebody who is a rigid left-winger trying to change the country in that image.
You need one, just like you need a pope to be the rigid Catholic doctrinal exponent and tells everyone what
truth is. Do you think it was healthy that he was so powerful and so left because it provided a balance to maybe people like Ronald Reagan
exactly.
and George Bush?
Exactly.
Okay.
One more time, the role of Ted Kennedy. This is why... He and Rush Limbaugh were the two poles. I don't want to get too much into this. Rush Limbaugh is the right pole. Ted Kennedy is the left. For the last 20 to 30, I'd say 25 years, you've been bouncing back in between the two-party system. Those two men held down the poles for both. Ted Kennedy on the left, Rush Limbaugh on the right. One more time, Dick Morris.
But there's a more important thing that he did that overshadows all of that. He was like the compass that pointed to the left. Now, you don't, your compass points to the north, and you don't always want to go north. Sometimes you want to go south, but you have to know which way north is when you're in the middle of the forest. Kennedy always pointed left. And as such, he became really a lodestar, a marker in American politics that was very, very important. It was almost an institutional duty. And it was magnificent that he did that.
Why? Sometimes, you know, conservatives would say, look, we don't need somebody who is a rigid left-winger trying to change the country in that image.
You need one, just like you need a pope to be the rigid Catholic doctrinal exponent and tells everyone what
truth is. Do you think it was healthy that he was so powerful and so left because it created a balance to maybe people like Ronald Reagan
exactly.
and George Bush?
Exactly.
Okay. There it goes. That's the photo of me last week. 2 weeks ago, they had brought the chalk. It was ready to outline your boy. But I came back. I don't know if I'll do post-show notes. I'm not that well yet. Still, I'm at 75% like Whitney. Let me take you out of here with my favorite cut off of the Blueprint 3 and I Look to You albums. Yeah. This is so ambitious.
Blueprint, 3 in the morning on the West Side Highway, yeah. Top down, baby.
It's the Blueprint, baby. It's been telling me what I could not be. Oh, well.
Special dedication. Thank y'all. I want to thank you for the fuel. No, really, thank you.
Hey, y'all gotta hit it.
Hey. I felt so inspired by what my teacher said. Said I'd either be there to be a reaper head. I'm not sure if that's how adults speak to kids. Especially when the only thing I did was speak in class. I teach us even better's what my uncle did. I pop my demo tape in, start to beat my head. Peeked out my eye, see if he was beating heads. He might as well said be the kid, he's on the list. It's like I'm searching for kids, like a sneaky head. They're gonna keep pushing me until I reach the ledge. And when I reach the ledge, I tell them all to eat it. Take a leap of faith and let my eagle wings spread, spread, spread.
Motivation for me has been telling me what I could not be. Oh well.
Gotta have Pharrell on there. I like Pharrell on that. Rod Guignard, Culver City, California. He says Latino culture is so very prevalent out here. There is no shortage of Latino women, so their beauty, at least the pretty ones, probably doesn't hold as much unique attraction as for the East Coast brothers who may not see so much of that. Ah, see, that's the problem. The West Coast encounter, the West Coast black people encounter with Latino people, also original people, is different than the East Coast black people encounter. See, we grew up Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban. You grew up Mexican. There's a difference. Rod says, truth be told, though, whatever makes a brother or sister happy is where they need to be, regardless of race. There's not enough living to be had on wasting or being a hater. Thank you, Rod. He wishes me well. Oh, he wanted to know who the woman in the red suit was. That's Noelle Lussain, Congressman Donald Payne's staff director, Africa and Global Subcommittee, one of the young bright lights. In fact, let me give you Noelle again. This is what she said at the NAACP youth meeting convention. Noelle, speak to him.
I'm Andrew Lee. I'm from Region 5. I'm from Atlanta. Right now I live in D.C. And my question is, how can we hold the Obama administration accountable? We're all very excited about the first election of our first African-American president, President Obama. But he's our president, not our homie. And what strategies do you guys have for us to hold him accountable? I mean, right now we have unparalleled level of
spending
going
Noelle.
On right now. Bailout after bailout.
Very intelligent. I haven't seen her in a few years. She works for Congressman Donald Payne. He makes a powerful point.
But what resources do you guys have or insights into how we can be more effective in our communities in making sure that our voices are heard at the table from the stimulus package on to like how this is going to fix the economy now with jobs for us. I mean, any strategies or thoughts?
I just have one really quick point, and it was touched on earlier, but I work in a congressional office, as I mentioned.
I do too.
I thought you looked familiar. I work in a congressional office. You understand. You understand how it is. Members of Congress respond to their constituents. Okay? Now, we all sort of pick up the phone when it rings, if we're not busy. I hear who's on the phone, okay? And I have to say, it's oftentimes not us, okay? So are you calling your member of Congress? Are you writing letters? You know, these things are paid attention to. And they do, absolutely. They are paid attention to. And it's not just, it's not just the Congressional Black Caucus that has to respond to you. Because chances are you don't even live in a Congressional Black Caucus member's district. I don't care who your member of Congress is. You let your voice be heard. You call. You organize. Have a group of people call. Call every day. Send letters. You know, there's the power of one, okay? But by joining with one more, we can really make our voices heard. We don't use this enough in our community, and I think it's because we generally don't know the process. But we have to make our voices heard, and regardless of what the issue is, on the stimulus, on, you know, whatever, global issues, domestic issues, make your voice heard. Thank you.
That was Noel Lussain, very popular. You guys are not focused. Trent from Asbury Park thinks that I'm going to go to 5:30. It's about business, brother. If somebody wants to sponsor another 30 minutes, I'm right there. Otherwise, I'm going to go lay down. Come on, Whitney, take me out.
Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Radio Program.
I shall give you the first cue as to the nature of the great master key, which has been responsible for all the great successes in every calling, in every part of the world. Please listen carefully to what I have to say, because you may discover the secret of the master key in this first visit. You may get your first cue as to the nature of the great master key when I tell you that psychologists have discovered a natural law which is the very foundation of all personal successes. And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.